Representatives of the U.S. and Afghanistan's ruling Taliban government are restarting talks in Doha, Qatar this weekend. Issues reportedly on the table include terrorist groups operating in the country, evacuations, and a growing humanitarian crisis. I spoke with Saeed Shah, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, who is in Kabul, about conditions there 6 weeks after the last U.S. troops withdrew. Saeed, right now it seems the Taliban have already started staking out positions in their conversations with the United States. They're saying that they are not going to work with or help the United States, per se, in tamping down the IS or Islamic State forces that exist in the country. That was one of the tenets of the deal that the Trump administration struck with the Taliban, is to make sure that Afghanistan was no longer a safe haven for terrorists.
Well, the deal they struck was that Afghanistan would no longer be a safe haven for international terrorists. The local branch of Islamic State has so far, anyway, hit Afghan targets. It used to hit the former government. It used to hit the Shiite minority. Since the Taliban has taken over, it's also been hitting the Taliban pretty hard as well. So the Taliban's point of view is that we can handle the ISIS threat here.
Tell me a little bit about the situation in Afghanistan right now. You've been reporting from different parts of the country. Is the Taliban different depending on where you travel to?
There are some differences. In Kabul, you notice there is a huge amount of discipline among both the leadership and the rank and file. And they're smartly turned out in uniforms, patrolling, manning check posts and so on. Further away from Kabul, most are not uniformed. And we've seen in places, for instance, that they've done public hangings, which has not taken place in Kabul. So overall, it seems that they are following orders very strictly, and you know it's the nature of an insurgent movement that they are extremely disciplined.
One of the big concerns has been the fate of those Afghans who helped American forces that are still stuck in the country. I know there are volunteers from around the country here who are still working to try to get them out.
It's very difficult to get out of Afghanistan. Essentially, the land borders are closed to Afghans, to countries like Central Asia, Iran, Pakistan. Flights are not properly going. There are a few flights which are heavily booked out and extremely expensive, unaffordable for most ordinary Afghans. And the Taliban is reluctant to see a further exodus of people.
You had also reported a little earlier about the kind of economic and humanitarian crisis that is facing the country right now as you head kind of into winter.
Yeah, it is essentially a crisis situation. With the takeover by the Taliban, international aid was cut off and the economy was entirely dependent on it. So there is growing hunger, there is joblessness, there's a lack of shelter because a lot of Afghans were displaced as a result of the war. And there are only a few short weeks left before winter really bites. The international community has pledged $1 billion in emergency assistance for Afghanistan, but it essentially has not arrived. And aid agencies are saying time is running out. The international community is extremely concerned that this money doesn't fall straight into Taliban hands. And it is worried that women will not benefit from it or that women aid workers will not be able to work in the field. And the Taliban has not been able to give the sort of assurances that the international community wants on that.
Saeed Shah of the Wall Street Journal joining us from Kabul tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.